Because, you know, it's been now like 2 months. This guy hasn't, I've been trying to reach him, and I got, that's my best work in my portfolio. It's my latest.
Oh, really? All of the European
stuff. Yeah, because he tells me, yeah, all my European stuff, and this is like my life. And this guy, oh man, you know, I've been going crazy all these days. It's like my life there, you know. I got old portfolios, but I, you know, those stuff is not what interests me no more.
Mm-hmm.
So this book, this new portfolio, I mean, you know, I put so much money into it.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy says, no, Chico, man, you know, I want to make a book about you, you know, I want to talk to some businesses, blah, 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 blah. You know, he was hooking me up like everybody always does. Oh, man, I want to get you marketable and blah, 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 blah. Can, you know, I'm working for a big company now. Can you borrow your portfolio? I was so nice to you, my man. You know, I hope I get it back. You give me your telephone and everything, make sure, you know, yeah, yeah. I don't know where you are. You're in the lower side. So I trusted the guy. So he owns Exxon gas station over by Brooklyn at 69th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Now he sold the gas station, and the guy's gone.
Oh, you can't find him.
That's just driving me crazy. So I told the owner of the place, the second owner is never there either. So I called the young girl that works there because they have a little, a little sandwich thing there inside the place. So I said, listen, when the boss, when George is coming down, I need my portfolio. Oh, he never's going to show up. He never shows up around here, Chico. It's like.
No one can give you like his phone number or something?
No, she cannot give that out. If she had it, she would never give it to me. So I'm pretty upset, you know, because I really need that portfolio. But. You know, I guess I, only God knows why things like that happen.
Do you have like photos where you can make new photos for the,
no.
To add into it? So that's
I had a lot of magazines cut in there and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I blew up a lot of those pictures, but to find them in my house now, forget about it. You know, I probably threw them out, you know, you throw some of them out,
mm-hmm.
like negative and stuff like that, you know. Maybe I placed them somewhere, but I have a closet that's full. Boxes, and I was like, I don't think I'm gonna go in there. It's just so much, you know. You gotta go right through that closet, and I don't wanna go through that. I just don't have the time for that right now.
Mm-hmm. That's really too bad, though, losing your portfolio.
Yeah, so that's
hopefully.
Well, hopefully, I should get it. You know, maybe not right now, not anytime soon, but I'm gonna try, you know, keep fighting for it until I get it, actually.
Well, the places like in Germany, and Germany is really big, I guess, you know, it's interesting, the guys from Germany are in the Taz crew right now working there. And why do you think in Europe that they love coming to the Bronx and, like, seeing this authentic hip-hop culture? And, I mean, what do you think they like about it? Like, over in Germany, they love, like, seeing, like, the murals.
And well, I went over there to Germany, and I wanted to find out. The same question you asked me, I wanted to, like, find out. And I realized that Germany do not open up to people. The people there do not open up. They're not friendly.
Really?
You know why? Because I met a girl there who would pick me up in the airport. Next thing you know, we're in the car and she's taking me to the location, to the apartment where I'm going to be staying. And, you know, usually Germans are very quiet people. Like, they don't open up to nobody. Anybody will tell you that. So, me, I'm like, wow, you know, I didn't know, you know, Herman, his name, they hired me for this job for the Expo 2000. Send this beautiful girl to pick me up. So I'm like, wow, sweetheart, you're very attractive, you know. She's gonna be driving, all scared. They don't open up to nobody. I'm Puerto Rican, you know, I gotta tell you how it is. So I said, sweetheart, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? I love girls that, oh my God. She's like, really? And then she started to, you know, as we went down, oh, you all New Yorkers are like that, like the way you are, very friendly. I said, oh, I'm friendly now. Oh, hold on a second. So anyway, we started to talk. We got involved for about a month and a half. I mean, after the fourth day, actually. I'm pretty fast. I don't know what happened there. So, and then she started to talk to me. She said, the guys in Germany, let me tell you one thing. They don't open up. They are so rude. They think they're all that. You know, I'm like, really? He says, I don't know, you're different. You're friendly. You're fun to be with. I said, serious. So it was like, it was a contact, I guess.
So I wonder if they kind of look, they see this, like, passionate, like,
yeah,
in music and my styles, they're kind of like drawn to that.
Yeah, and also in the television over there, they have like this New York scene, like people having fun and drinking, and people have a motorcycle and doing crazy. So they don't see that in Germany, so they're like, oh, we gotta go to New York.
Uh-huh.
So when they go in the Bronx, they probably see that image already on the television over there. So when they go to the Bronx, they see the rappers and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And they always see all these black guys rapping. And over there, all white over there, and so these black guys rapping on the TV, they wanted me to come to New York, and so, you know, and that's where everything started. So, well, it's like,
I guess all over Europe. I guess it's because it's part of what music's popular right now. Hip-hop,
yeah, the same
culture,
thing.
Hip hop culture, hip hop music.
Yeah, the same thing with Japan. Japan, when I went to Japan, the same thing. All over the TV, you see black rappers in Spanish.
Really?
Yeah, and of course, if you know a lot of Japanese girls, they go out with black guys. They look for an image on that.
I guess, too, well, they are, is that interesting? In Japan, they really love, like, Latin music, too.
Yeah, Latin music, too. They see that over there.
Uh-huh.
They see the rapping and the Spanish, the salsa.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they want something different from their culture.
Yeah.
So what better than what we offer, you know? We have bronze there, we have Latin singers, and we, I think, more active in that whole field.
Do you think that there's something about, like you said, they're all, like, all white, like, in Germany. Do you think there's, and they're probably, like, you know, a lot of hip-hop, you know, breakdancing, graffiti, the music, all kind of grew out of, like, kids who had nothing, who were poor and
true.
Oppressed. And now you have people, like, you know, European, and they think it's cool, like, and they want to come over, and, you know, they're all white, and they're, you know, kind of wanting to appropriate and do it. And does that bother you, or, like, you think about, like, you know, it's easy for them to come and do it, but you had to, like, live through.
Yeah, that is true. That kind
of
bothered me. It's just like I said, look, I've been going around my neighborhood. I mean, they're changing it. That's number one. I mean, it looks good, but some of these people come over and they fix a building and they take my work and they get rid of it. Then they put a bar in that same area. And then when we was in the area, we have one bar, one little club, Latin people. The cops will be there every day,
mm-hmm.
arresting us, telling us to leave, closing the place down.
Mm-hmm.
Now if you go down to my neighborhood, you have all these bars, these people making loud noise, drinking, breaking bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And where's the cops? Because they're white. And not for nothing, the discrimination still goes on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm pissed off because I walk in my neighborhood, if you look at those bars, and it's, you don't see one even Hispanic in there. Or not even one guy drinking a beer, one black guy. All you see is yuppies in my neighborhood. And I'm telling you,
I went to a bar like right over by Tompkins Square Park one time, and it was weird. Yeah, it was definitely.
You don't see, I mean, relating Hispanic with blacks and white people.
Mm-hmm.
It should be like this, the neighborhood is like that. But no, I mean, not for nothing. I'm not going against white people, but you know, all the one is to take away, and you know, it's, I don't understand why they're not relating with everybody else. Because
mm-hmm.
I mean, I used to go to C Bar, and it was like Spanish white mix.
Uh-huh.
That's beautiful. You go to these bars, if you're Hispanic, they look at you up and down, like they don't even want to talk to you. The people in there, because they're all completely white. They're like yuppies from college or where the hell they come from. And then they're all, great, look at Charlie, look at this guy over here, what he's doing here. It looks like I don't even belong here. Now, right away, they're talking crap.
Uh-huh.
And it's like you feel it. So you gotta leave. They don't want you to be there. I don't understand. And that's how the neighborhood is changing. So in the old world, as I feel the same way I see that happening, I see these people trying to take away what we got, and they enjoy it. I'm sure they do. But if they learn, if that's why I'll never want to teach them anything, because if they learn the art, they will take it away from us, as well as they're taking away the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
The same way they're doing it, very slowly,
mm-hmm.
they will take it from us, and they're doing it already. If you know that the buses, mm-hmm. we started with these train things on the bus on the trains. Now you see buses with murals and everything. They're doing it on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Where idea came from us.
Mm-hmm.
They take everything that you got, the ideas.
And you got arrested
stuff.
When you did it, and
yeah.
Now like, and now it's like a legal thing.
Well, I got arrested when I did it, but now I wish I could do a whole bus. Now they do the computers, they put stickers on the whole bus, but it's a whole bus painting.
Mm-hmm.
If
mm-hmm.
you notice, New York has all over that.
Mm-hmm.
But that started from our subway, the idea started from us.
Because
mm-hmm. we used to, the only one that had painting all over the cars, like top to bottom, and
mm-hmm.
now they're doing it. So I don't understand, it's like, they're taking, instead of putting us to do this type of jobs, they want to do it. They want to market it. They want to have all the props and all the credit and
make the money off
and make the money off for it. So that's why the Europeans sometimes they call us to go down to their area, down to Germany or London, to do paintings so they could see the next, you know, with the future. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the future. The 2000. That's the movement.
Well, I just have one more question. You've been involved in the scene for a long time, and
oh, yeah.
There was always like there was a couple women involved. Lady Pink's been around for a while, hasn't she? Hasn't she been?
Lady Pink, yeah.
But do you see more women involved now?
Not really.
Still not that many. Still basically a male thing.
Yeah, it's a male thing. I mean, there is girls, some girls that do paintings and but they're not really really involved because they're more like they stay clean, you know. Female like to always dress clean, and and they don't want to get dirty too much.
Well, I understand, like, how it started, why there wouldn't be too many girls. And you figure you had to go to the train yard. There was, you know, dangerous.
There was gangs and everything.
You know, so you see. But now it's lost some of that danger. You could do murals. You could, you know, you could do murals. You could do store gates and stuff. But you still just don't see.
Well, I would love to work with girls. I think girls, a lot of these girls got ideas. But I think a lot of these girls don't want to do it because of the nails getting painted up and, you know, they break their nails and that guy, a few guys are looking at the butt as they're painting and stuff like that. You know, a lot of girls get offensive. Because I had a couple of girls working for me. Forget it, I had a crowd of guys, oh, look at her, oh. You know, I had a cousin working for me and she was always, she had to wear baggy pants because if she would wear these tight pants, forget about it. She had a whole crowd staring. So it's like they never saw a girl on the ladder, you know, with these guys. And you know how guys are, man. You know, even if they're not looking at you, they're really looking at you. You know, so once they're up there painting, they're like, well, that's nice. Oh, yeah, that's very nice. Oh, that's nice. Oh, yeah.
So even when you're painting, you always get a crowd of people watching you.
Oh, yeah.
Usually.
I'm an entertainer. I like to entertain.
But it's common. If there's any even artists, people usually always, people in the neighborhood stop by, see what's going on, see what you're drawing. Is that common?
Yeah.
To get like a crowd?
Yeah, I always get people to ask me questions. And Chico, how long have you been doing this for? Yo, your stuff look good. That's great, blah, 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 you know. So that always happens. That always happens. I always get a crowd. Even tourists or even strangers that are walking by, they stop, take pictures. Like yesterday, I was just doing a painting at MC. And the whole Poxio people came and started taking pictures and everything. So I feel good about that. Because there's people that still like my work. And I've been in the community for so long. And they probably thought, they haven't seen me working out there for about 2 or 3 years, so they probably thought Chico left.
Mm-hmm.
But they told me yesterday, a lot of people was pretty happy to see me out there. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm doing some work now by Westchester, you know, I'm doing backdrops for theaters, so I'm doing other different things.
In Westchester
things
County?
Right now. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm doing different things. So right now, Ratness, the restaurant, has been there for 100 years, and they're remodeling the whole place, so I'm going to dress up the whole inside too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Those people, they've been around for 100 years. So also the parking lot, I'm going to redo the whole parking lot that they have. You know, I did that before.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I got a lot of pretty good gigs right now, so.
Oh, well.
I'm
you're
just looking
busy.
Forward to all that, you know. Also, to go to Washington, when are we going tomorrow?
Okay. Well, okay, thank you. I think that's all.
business, but it's a fun business.
Yeah.
So.
Is there a big difference between the outdoor chess scene and the parks and here?
Yeah, some of the parks are run by people, and that can be very unpleasant. I've not been there, so I can't say from experience, but I know that people have come here and say they won't play at the park.
Really?
Yeah, because for one, it's a gambling scene in some of the places, and it's run by somebody, so you can't just sit down at a table because people have the table. And that's not true everywhere, because I know that you can, if you go to Tompkins Square Park, you can sit down and play a game of chess.
Mm-hmm.
But the scene in the park is different because I think, human nature requires somebody there to keep it from getting to the lowest common denominator.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody to say, look, this is not how you behave. Let's make it pleasant for everybody. Let's not drop to that level. And that's why we get a lot of people who come here. And at the same time, not to make it, this disciplinary place.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere where it's very free and open, you can do what you want. But, there is sort of a blurred line that can be crossed and then gently pushed back over onto the other side.
Yeah.
It's funny, Time Out called the other day and wanted to find out. We have a policy here of charging for profanities.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, people have cursed, they get charged $1.25 or something each one.
Gentlemen's sport.
Yeah, you'd think. So, but they just wanted to know if we were, they were talking about it because of what G.W. Bush said the other day about that New York Times reporter. They had called to ask, what is it, what's the scene, what's the thing about cursing? And our thing was make it a pleasant place to play. And cursing isn't, I don't know anything really against it, but it tends to denigrate a place to that lowest denominator of and quickly becomes very unpleasant and people don't want to be.
Yeah, people who do see it as a game or play all of a sudden start to take things personally because someone's like,
idiot. Yeah, it's not nice for anybody. We have, and there's couples who come in here and there's people on first dates who have been here. There's a couple who went on a date here, first date,
really?
The chess shop, and then he proposed to her. And they got married.
Wow.
They proposed to her in the chess shop.
Oh, really?
Across the table. Yeah.
Wow.
And the funniest thing is I didn't hear about it at the time. I heard it afterwards. Because it turned out that the couple was a friend of my wife's cousin.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't know anything about the they didn't know me. They didn't. They just came because it was a chess shop.
Oh,
yeah.
So
it was
just random.
It was before. It was a while, a few years ago. So
nice.
I thought that was really nice.
<That's>
And they're still together.
Yeah.
And I think they're still coming to play. I just haven't met them yet. Yeah, so. But otherwise, I wanted to also add that Ruth and George started this. And Ruth and George were the heart and soul of chess in, say, the West Village in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
They're well known in the chess community. And Ruth died this past March, but this was a place that they built and a place where they took care of their customers, their friends, and made it a really nice environment. And when people were out of money, they would come in. This guy here has played for over 20 years. He doesn't pay a cent. He comes and he helps. He's nice and he's a really good chess player, but he doesn't really have an income. And he's played, and there's plenty of people like that. So it's always been this fantastic place because of that, but because of them. And I'm just hoping that I don't want to change much. I want to carry it on and see, make it into, get into the new generation.
Yeah, it is. Are there a lot of you cousins?
Yeah, well, there's only a few of us, but my brother works here too on occasion. He's an artist, and he lives also. We live in the same building across town.
Oh, nice.
And so he's worked here all these years as well. But he's an artist, and he doesn't want to spend his time here at all. So he comes in if there's an emergency. He'll come in anytime and help. But that's it. Yeah, there's a bunch of cousins and uncles and aunts and stuff that love to come by, but
have
coffee.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thanks. Great.